Recently, I was talking to a friend at a cocktail party, and I was telling her how I learned how to be more resilient and happy through brain-based mindfulness, and how I share those techniques with clients. I said, I teach people to quiet their reptile brain and make better choices about how they respond to life's curveballs and everyday annoyances. She listened, and then she remarked, oh my gosh, every parent needs to know how to do this. It's true, and I do this through a mindfulness practice. Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh defines mindfulness as keeping one's consciousness alive to the present reality. When I talk about resiliency coaching or mindfulness, I'm not talking about sitting on a mat meditating for 30 minutes every day. Although I suppose that's one way to a mindfulness practice. But really, I am talking about being present in every moment and consciously choosing how you want to show up in the world. If we don't acknowledge that we have the ability to be fully conscious and present, and if we don't exercise those mindfulness muscles at regular intervals in our day, the reptilian brain takes over, and we end up saying and doing things we may later regret. Ideally, we don't want to react. We want to respond strategically and authentically. My clients are looking for self-mastery around their emotions and stress reactions, and they're looking for resiliency. They want to feel calm in the midst of a storm and think clearly and make decisions that are proactive as opposed to reactive. The energy shifts and the mindfulness techniques we practice allows them to do that intentionally and at will. The real gift of resiliency and mindfulness is our ability to turn the practice into the practical and integrate it into our everyday lives. This way, whatever happens, we can handle it.